Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For much of his tenure, Charlie Baker has been rated as the most popular governor in America. Yesterday, voters ratified that label by giving the Swampscott Republican a decisive win over his Democratic challenger, Jay Gonzalez. WBUR's Steve Brown reports on Baker's big win.
A beaming Charlie Baker strode triumphantly onto the stage, grinning as he clapped to the beat of a raucous AC/DC tune. The crowd inside the Heinz Center giving him a thunderous reception. Baker thanked the people of Massachusetts.
You told us to focus on the work and not the noise, to work across the aisle, to chase the best ideas wherever they came from, and to find common ground. To fix the stuff that's broken, especially the stuff that was difficult and messy, to treat your money like it was ours, and to make sure government works for those that need it most.
Baker pledged to continue working in a bipartisan manner and said he knows there's still much left to do on opioids, transportation, education, climate change, housing, economic development, and health care.
The people of Massachusetts elected us 4 years ago to bring fiscal discipline, a reform-minded governing approach, and a commitment to bipartisanship to state government. And you know what? We've done that every single day.
It's not exactly the result we were hoping for, but we gave it one hell of a run, didn't we?
Across town, vanquished Democratic candidate Jay Gonzalez thanked his supporters and offered congratulations to Governor Baker.
And in a time of divisiveness and incivility in our national politics, Governor Baker also deserves credit and our thanks for the civil, respectful, and collaborative approach he has taken to governing.
Baker's approach gained him support among many Democrats who backed his campaign, including Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera.
So we're excited that people are going to give him another 4 years because he's a worker. He gets down in the nitty-gritty of the problems. At least when we're still continuing to deal with the gas explosions. He's been there every day.
Baker says it's back to work later this morning. His Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says she's looking forward to continuing the work they started.
For me, it's a sustainable mass health program so that 1.86 million people have the insurance coverage they need. And I'm encouraged by the vote tonight because I feel like it gives us sort of really forward momentum.
Sutter's and the rest of Baker's cabinet will gather at the State House later this morning to begin mapping out strategies for their second term. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.